roles.
Okay. Now, we're starting on CCNA 1 labs in Module 5. And we had a few technical problems, which is why we're starting again. And what we have is we're trying to connect two computers together into a peer-to-peer network. And what we have done is we have connected the crossover cable, which is red, just because that's the colour they use around this place, from one computer into another computer that's adjacent to it. I'm just about to step past Cameron here, so we get to the back of this computer. And Graham has his jaws on speakers. Windows XP is very good. It will actually tell you what is happening with the cable. So if I rip one of these cables out, you can see that it's told us that the cable is unplugged.
Will that do it in Windows 2000 as well?
You can... I don't think it might. I don't think so. If I plug this back in, and I've got to make sure it's around the right way, otherwise it won't fit into there. And this is where I get to have performance anxiety. And it hasn't told us anything, but we can assume that it's plugged back in. Sometimes it will say local area connection is connected, 100 megabits per second.
It's a bit thin.
Oh, that was from the other room, the cable testing. So we can go to the other room now. Okay. So, and as Sue has previously read out on the lab, it basically wants us to get two computers, make sure they're all turned off, although with network cables are safe to hot plug, so we bypass the turn off bit. However, we have restarted both computers, and they are sitting at a Windows desktop, I believe. And somebody with eyes can assert that is exactly what's happened. And they're both, yours are sitting at the desktop, is it, Graham?
Mine's sitting on yours window.
Okay, but it could be sitting at the desktop if we wanted it to be. Yes, well, there it is. There we go. Okay, so what's the lab want us to do?
Okay. So they're asking what kind of cable is required to connect from NRC to NRC, network interface cable. What kind of cable?
It's a crossover,
cable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crossover cable.
Okay.
Okay, and what's happened, what's the computer is on about just there, just in case anybody wants to know. This connection has limited or no connectivity. Click this message for details. Why is it saying that? Because we've got two computers connected directly to each other. Windows can't get a connection to the internet, therefore it's having a complaint.
C, what is the category rating of the cable?
It's written on here.
You can find it.
W3.
No, here we go. It'll be written on the insulation along there somewhere, I think.
Yeah, I think it was a 5 cable, wasn't it?
It is a... Oh, there it is.
24 AWG type.
Yeah, 24 AWG is the thickness of the copper wire.
CMX.
Yeah.
75 degrees Celsius.
That's how much the insulation is good for.
Lots of
climate. Okay, N638.
No idea what that is.
01143.5N.
Fair
enough. Brand Rex.
Okay, we're going to assume it's
Mega Twist Patch.
Well, I thought it was Category 5.
I'd say it is at least Category 5. I just wasn't sure if it was Category 5 or 5E or something. But, okay, it's a Mega Twist cable, so it's going to be mega good, so let's just move on.
Okay, what is the AWG wire size designation of the cable?
Okay, well, did everybody heard Sue read that out? What was it?
20, wasn't it?
No.
24.
This
which
week,
one did I go 24. Up?
Okay.
Bigger diameter, lower number?
Ask Ian over there with the headphones on. AWG, bigger number, lower diameter or higher diameter?
Bigger number is smaller.
Bigger number is smaller?
Yeah, like needles.
Gauge.
Like needles.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So if it's 24, it means the needle is low.
Well, no. 12
gauge is bigger than 20 gauge. 12 gauge
is bigger than 20 gauge. So 12 gauge fencing wire is really thick.
Okay, so 24 is really low.
It's thinner.
I'm not sure if wire works the same way, but gauge in firearms was how many balls, lead balls, of that diameter to the pound. So 12 gauge, 12 lead balls to 1 pound. 20 gauge, 20 lead balls to 1 pound. So 20 gauge is smaller than 12 gauge. It probably is the same, but it may not be for...
American standard gauge.
But then there's your railway gauges.
Yeah, but what's W stand for?
Wire.
Oh, okay. American wire gauge.
Yeah.
We can look that sort of thing up on the net.
I will do it now.
Okay.
Wikipedia.
Well, maybe not Wikipedia.
Google.
You'll type in AWG definition or define AWG and it will come up.
What is always a good one for that.
Whatis.com. Yes, so www.whatis.com and you put in AWG into the search box. And if you're looking for terms and things, Cameron, whatis.com is very good.
Whatis.com.
Yeah, you go to www.whatis.com and that means you've got to be online.
Yes.
You're online reading the notes anyway.
Yeah.
And you feed in the term and it will give you basically three definitions. The simple one, the sort of fairly complicated one, and the turn your brain inside out on a Friday afternoon one.
So it's www.whatis.com. That's all lowercase? Or?
All web addresses before the slash are always case insensitive, so you can put any case you want.
Oh, okay. So it's only after the slash where it's
case sensitive. That's right.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, sorry.
So step two.
24AWG, yep.
Verify the physical connection.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, make sure it's plugged in. Yeah, you can read the bit.
Plug in and turn on the computers. To verify the computer connections, ensure that the link lights on both NICs are lit. Are both link lights lit?
Well, as a matter of fact,
on that one,
the computer actually said the cable was connected.
Yes.
Now, as far as blind people are concerned, we're actually lucky with Windows XP because Windows XP tells us whether it's connected or not. We don't have to look for the link lights on the computer.
You go to Max.
And Max will tell you as well, I'm sure good old breathing Freddy will tell you.
Enter Mac with link light window.
Or whatever it'll say.
Step 3, access the IP settings window. Note, be sure to write down the existing IP settings so that they can be restored at the end of the lab.
If you don't, Alex will kill you. Except I think the existing settings are assigned an IP address automatically. We'll find out. Let's find out.
Okay, these include IP address, subnet mask, default
gateway,
and DNS service.
Sort of is a default gateway in a way, but it's actually a gateway. It's the default way that packets travel out of the network. So it is a gateway, but it's actually a gateway.
So it's a gateway to the ship?
Well, it's a gateway to get out of here.
Okay.
Get off the network.
Okay.
If the workstation is a DHCP client, it is not necessary to record this information.
Well, let's have a look. Does it tell us how to get in there and do that, or do we have to figure that out?
Okay. Yeah, Windows 95 should do the following in 98.
No.
No,
we're XP, so we're on 2000 probably.
No. It doesn't have 2000.
XP?
No. It's me. But it says click start settings control panel and click network icon.
A little word?
Yeah, a little word.
That's one way of doing it.
Yeah.
I'd say for the... Kerry, just as a thought, maybe for Windows 2000 XP, you would go start programs and go to words, or even go settings and networking.
Control panel. But start settings, control panel, networking, and then it's in there. Or you can right click the My Network Places icon on the desktop and go properties.
Or, so it's the IP protocol?
Okay, that's for ME and stuff, so it's
okay,
a bit
different.
Okay, let's take us through how we do that, and we'll get somebody to do the other computer as well. So.
I've got 2001 in the top out.
What's the 2001
in the Click on Start, Settings Control Panel, and then open the network dialer.
Okay, so we want some, we want to get into that bit of Graham and we want somebody else to get into the other bit.
Wire gauge,
yeah,
is really weird.
Right.
It's the number of times they have to draw the wire through the guide to get it down to the size that you want.
Right.
Pretty bizarre.
It is very bizarre. So it's been through the guide 24 times to shrink it down to that size. It goes through 28 times, then smaller.
Fair enough.
So the higher the number, the smaller the passive.
There is actually a very complex formula for that.
Yeah. I'm sorry I asked, man.
You don't want to know.
So do you want to go and click the TCP IP protocol icon?
Yeah, I will first want to go into Start Settings Control Panel.
Start? Where's Control Panel on this thing?
Start Settings.
I'm going to use the run dialog, something like that. So I was typing control and then...
Yeah, the programs.
Could be settings. That's what
settings. Settings.
Okay.
Set program access and defaults.
Maybe? Make the settings.
Yeah. And then click the network icon.
Okay.
Not there.
Not there.
Go back to start. Okay. Close that one down.
I suppose I press enter on that. Right. The
settings.
Available.
S. Just do S for settings. Yes, put doors on. No, do another S. Another S. Oh. Yeah, it does go there.
Yeah.
Okay. And it says, and set the network icon.
Well, there are these things.
Change main program, add new program, add the new Windows computer, set program access and defaults.
Where's the
network
card?
I wonder if that's what it is. Can we click it?
I don't know.
Oh, I can't click that. Wait, no. Microsoft Windows.
Can you close it up again? Close it up again.
I think we've got the wrong one.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all we've got. Oh, come on now. I can't count.
That's right. And you want to press Alt?
No.
Is your tabs properly? Or do you press... Oh, you just have to
press
it. There you go. It's a DHCP server. It's a DHCP client. Obtaining an IP address automatically, radio button checked. Okay? So we don't have to write down the settings because we can put it back to automatic.
Yeah.
Whenever you want to.
So you've got a check button always checked?
No, because we are network technicians. We mess with things, we break them and then we fix them again.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise we don't learn anything.
Okay.
So we're about to break it.
So
keep both pieces.
I'm just down arrow.
Sure. Let's find out what the lab says because
bear with me, Kerry. You said start settings, didn't you?
Settings, yes. Well, this one's different for the
This
learning.
One's different.
Because you're on you're on the XP theme, so go to control panel directly off the start menu.
Ah, okay.
So you can
play this thing off and get rid of it.
Control panel, yep.
Yep.
That's why, yeah, I'm sorry.
You can also go Windows R and type in control like Graham does.
Okay, and then, so we're in the control panel.
You want to go networking, so you can hit N
for network.
Network
connection.
Double click.
That's the one,
yep.
Okay. Oh, this is quite different to the old 98.
All right.
Is that what you got?
So he's up there now.
He did the old days.
So basically now they've just got the example, which we've done.
Okay, but he needs to pull up the properties of the TCP/IP protocol.
Okay.
So you want internet protocol, which is down near the bottom.
You want local area connection?
No, you want local area connection.
Yeah, sorry, right here.
Yep.
Okay, so click on that one.
I might have to put Windows in here.
Yep.
And then you go properties.
And then properties down here.
Properties.
Yep. Okay, we've done that, Kerry.
Oh.
And then it's got Novell client for
Windows.
Windows.
Yeah. Microsoft Network, which is
deep,
they're all
deep,
that's
all. Internet Protocol.
Okay.
You're going to go
screen
right down the bottom.
Screen down.
Yeah.
This is Internet Protocol.
Yep, got it.
And if you
right down the bottom.
Internet Protocol, double click on it.
I think you click it and go properties, don't you?
Yeah.
Same as the old one, properties. Install, properties.
So it's got the description, right? Yep.
Yep. Got.
Is there now?
Okay, everything automatically.
Yep, so you're a DHCP client.
Indeed we are.
DHCP stands for Dynamic Host Configuration Protocol. You will come across an incredible amount of them. Basically, you have one server or a router or some other network device that leases an IP address to all of the computers. So the computer boots up and goes, "Who am I, man?" And the server goes,
I'm Fricky Drono.
I'm 134, you're 134.7.84.134. Okay.
So you don't put name and you put numbers in?
Well, that's the IP address.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you call a computer as far as the name is concerned with the internet, the number that you'll learn about later in the modules is important to tell you which computer you've got. Because what happens is the internet knows your computer as a number. There are ways to map the names to the numbers, but the number is what's important to the other computers.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got the example where that you guys have gone through, haven't you?
Yep.
Okay, and then it says configure the TCP IP settings for the GPCs. Has that been done, Jerry?
No, we haven't configured
okay.
it yet.
A, set the IP address information for each PC according to the information in the table. So your IP address on that
So we have to set up both computers to what that table says.
So we need to get a couple of them to go into and change the radio buttons and put things that are in the table.
Well, you can tell them what's in the table, but they've got to think.
Okay, but they've got using the following IP address, that's the one that we're working on, so the dot in there.
So you've got to change the radio.
Probably might be a radio button check.
Yep, and you want to change that radio button, Gordon?
Change it to what?
Use the following IP address.
Yep, change the specifying address.
Right, that's it, Gordon.
Yep, and you've got to put them in, so they have to have address, subnouse, default game, or gateway.
Okay, so you should have two sets of information for each different computer. So we'll give one to Graham, and then one to Gordon, and then Graham can put in his IP.
Okay, so you've got to put your IP address in.
Yep, both of them do.
Yep. No example here.
No, yes, there is in the table.
That's no, dot dot dot.
Is it?
Yes.
We're going to make them up.
Yes. I'll show you. Clarify that.
That's unfortunate.
We can make them up. I'm just making sure.
Yep. Use 10.0.0 or whatever.
Yeah, that's fine. I just want to make sure we're making them up and then
yes,
stuff. Yes.
Dot dot dot.
Okay. Gordon is 10.0.0.1.
So
and Graham is 10.0.0.2. What happens, Gordon, is you've got four separate fields.
Yep, I have indeed.
So what you've got to do is you go 10 dot,
yep.
And it'll jump into the next field. Then you go 0 dot, yeah. 0 dot, 1.
0.
1.
Uh-huh. There we go. That's
okay.
Fine, because I'll have to push them across with the arrow key.
Okay, so if you've both done that, the subnet mask.
We're going to leave it at, I think the default's 255.0.0.0.
Does it?
Actually, what I'd suggest is to so you don't wear your legs out, don't walk around and talk to me, just yell across the desk.
Okay. Yeah, 255.000, that's the default.
Yeah. And we'll leave that alone.
Default gateway.
We won't set that because I don't think we need it for this
so
lab.
Just enter.
Okay. Yeah, leave that alone, yep.
And the next one is also got to be set underneath, which is the DNS server address.
You go down to use the following DNS server address.
Oh, do click it off.
Click it on.
We don't need to touch that as well either.
Okay.
I don't
yep.
Then preferred DNS server.
No, I don't need that.
Don't need that. Alternate DNS server.
Don't need that.
Okay. And then you've got advanced, and then just okay it.
Okay it.
Okay it.
Or advanced. Which
yep,
you
okay.
Yep. You've gone back to the ordinary.
So you just press okay.
Yep.
Can I close all the windows up?
Let's see what the lab next says.
Okay, then it says note the default gateway IP address is not required since these computers are directly connected.
That's right.
The default gateway is only required on local area networks that are connected to a router.
That's right. So in other words, with our computers, there's no way out. Oh.
Okay. And it's just saying PC A and B, and it's saying what Kerry basically put the IP address in. It defaults to subnet mask, and the default gateway is not required. It's just a little table saying those facts.
Yep.
Set 5.
I think they agree with me, actually.
Well, they're testing you, Kerry.
Yeah, they are. And nasty men from Cisco are going to come and take me away if I'm not.
Okay.
I'll hit you with a stick.
I'll give you a getaway.
I'll hit me with a stick. Yeah,
you'll need
getaway.
A getaway.
I'll get away through the gateway.
Yeah.
Okay, step 5. Access the command or MS-DOS prompt. A. Use the start menu to open the command prompt.
Wait for it, Graham.
MS-DOS-like.
Okay.
So.
We will go start
so
run.
Before we do, do we close all
close
these windows
down?
Up?
We can close those windows down, yep.
Yeah,
you're
closing
there,
another one?
Yeah.
That should be
cancelled.
Windows in, bro. Okay.
So we can go start run, or with the shortcut to get to run is Windows R, which you'll learn in about 3 seconds flat if you're a network administrator.
Start run.
CMD.
Okay, because it's got here the 95, 98 users. We're 2000, aren't we?
We're 2000.
Okay. Start programs, accessories, and command prompt. What Kerry's right.
You can do it that way, but most people who admins networks usually kick up the run dialog and just type in CMD, because by the time you've waved your mouse around the desk to go start programs, accessories, my thingamajiggers, equals command prompt.
I find at home it's easier doing CMD than it is with the Windows 2000.
Yeah.
Okay, step six.
That'll be on the time.
Right, Brian? Keep going.
Yep.
Verify that the PCs can communicate.
So what do we put in that prompt?
It'll tell you in a minute.
Okay. A, test connectivity from one PC to the other by pinging the IP addresses from the opposite computer.
Okay, so
using
first of all,
the following command.
Graham's racing ahead. He's just about to type in ping space.
Now, this is the IP address of
the other one.
10.0.0.1.
That's right.
Yes. You should get something going.
Now, not that anybody was watching, and it's a bit hard to catch with just ping packets.
What?
Just hit control, that's fine. You'll actually see the activity light flashing as the pings go across the network. It'll go blink, 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 but it's very hard to see, so we won't worry too much about that. Now, Gordon gets to type ping 10.0.0.2.
P-I-N-G space 10 dot
0
0
dot 2.
When hit enter?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Reply.
Reply, reply, reply.
Yep.
Ready to time to do it four
statistics.
Times.
Yes. And one of the statistics that it will give you, just as a matter of interest, is a round trip time. And that's
forward in the
exchange.
Yep. Do you represent loss?
Yep. Milliseconds.
0.00 amp of 0.
That's a good thing. That's a millidash second.
So Windows being stupid thinks that the smallest thing is 1 millisecond, so it reckons it didn't take any time at all for the packet to get there. But you will actually find that it took a few fractions of milliseconds for those packets to get there.
And it had fun dividing 0 by 0.
Well, it didn't divide 0 by 0. It doesn't even do division, it just looks at the times that it took.
It has to take some time, yeah.
When you find the average, it does division. Oh, it divides by 4.
Yeah, but 0 divided by 0 is 0, so that's right.
Yeah.
Well, it's not.
Well, it's not, but yeah.
Okay, so you look for similar results.
Intel systems, it's damn.
And if it's not right, you check the PC connections and TCP IP settings of both PCs.
We are just so clever.
So what was the ping result?
0.
4 packets came back. No packet loss.
Hmm.
It said 4 packets sent, 0 packets received.
They're always 32-bit, aren't they?
Well, yeah. Over the routers and far away.
Okay.
The little packets got reflected back.
Oh,
and then the PC had a big spat.
I'm sure you could build the
portable
package going over
bridging
or something.
You could.
Okay. So, B, type the IP configuration command from the command prompt, record the results. So what was it?
We type in IP config.
And what, IP config is one word?
Yeah.
IP is one word, config as well.
Yeah.
What are the results?
Local Ethernet adapter, local Ethernet connection, specific.
Now, what I'm going to do is a backside saving technique. Here's Gordon with a magnifying glass. It doesn't have to be that hard, Gordon. We can put that text into a text file and make it really big.
Yes. Oh, that's all right.
And you can read it. Won't that be cool? But seriously, I'm going to show you this because it's worth knowing if you're in the future and you need to actually look at the text file. And you want to read it. What are you laughing about, Dee?
Magnifier, that's so nice.
Oh, yes, well.
Okay.
let's just say magnifier saving us, basically. We're not going to use the magnifier and we can get it so that you can see it. So, not because we don't mind using magnifying glass, but because we'd like you to know how to put it into a file so you can look at it later.
Yeah, fair enough.
It makes it easy to cut and paste the bits into your notes rather than retyping them in because it's just boring.
Extremely.
Yes. Okay, so first of all, we want to see if these machines have some sort of temp folder on them. So, since we're going to see these backslash temp or something.
How about sets temp? Set CMP, would that tell me?
It probably would, but then you'd end up with C Windows temp or C documents and settings, netpad, whatever.
And we did too. Good God, it did have a temp.
Yeah, so CD space.
Doesn't show what's in it for
you. Okay. One of the things that we don't exactly cover in this course, but we will cover in IT Essentials once we finish the labs, is output redirection. Okay, so what we do is we have, we do an ipconfig space greater than, which is a crocodile facing to the left, ip.txt. You can drop back to your prompt.
Yeah, yes.
You can drop out of your command prompt. And open your mic computer and navigate to that file.
Okay. Or you can
dialogue. I don't know, I think. Okay, now what do we do?
Can you repeat that, Terry? The prompt.
Okay. The other thing, you go ipconfig.
I've done that.
Space
yep.
Greater than ip.txt.
Oh no, we type that, do we?
Yeah.
So ipconfig. Ip space.
Yeah.
Greater than. Which, that's no, I've got to have a
reference.
Yeah,
it's in the full stop.
Hmm?
Greater than is shifting the full stop.
Of course it is.
ip.txt.
So we got a space to be on?
No.
No space.
IP.
Like no space.
IP.
Because if you put a space, it won't know where the file name is. You've got to put the file name directly up to the less than or greater than sign.
So ip.txt?
Yep.
Txt. So where's it got to go then?
Well, you're in C temp at the moment, so...
Oh, no, I'm not.
Ah, you didn't CD space backslash temp?
I did indeed, I mean, went out of it again because I thought I had to go back. Oh well.
Ah, no, you've got to get back in there. Get back in there.
Okay. CD.
Back.
CMP. Temp. Okay.
And you can up arrow twice if you don't want to type again.
Okay. Space.
Oh, he's already typing.
Greater than.
IP.txt.
IP.txt.
And
enter. Okay. Temp.
Yep, it has. Now, if you want to be Graham about it, you can go Windows R for run, which is how Graham did it.
Windows R for run. Windows.
Do we have to exit the
you
DOS prompt?
You can leave the DOS prompt
yep.
there, we'll come back to that.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay,
and then you can type in C colon backslash.
C colon backslash
temp. Backslash ip.txt.
Okay.
Oops. Yep, it's right there.
Blammer. Take you directly to that file.
Dot.
Yep.
Yep.
Look at that.
Now I have no idea when you can up the font in Notepad.
Oh, it's in Notepad, is it?
Yeah.
I just go to read it to large. And...
Yes.
Format. Font. And then we go
format.
Gordon 87
font.
Got
a format. Yeah. Font.
Font.
Come down.
Put it at 90% and you don't know where it is.
And you want to up it. To what?
48 for now.
Yeah, that'll do.
At 48.
Yep.
Oh, look at that.
A bit large, but
try.
It is, it saves the idea. Everything's happening.
I don't do
it
on cover pages, so I do it to 48 to 50. I'm doing cover pages here.
Just download it.
Can you read that to me?
No,
you asked me.
The lighting's not pretty good.
Sorry?
The lighting's not pretty good.
Oh, okay. So
well, you weren't trying to fix the
air
interceptor then?
Really good.
Okay, go on there. She'll cover for you. Here, I'll come with you. Mr. Murray, can you...
Okay. Gemma wants to know if you can grab the police machine start grab anything off FTP sites.
Okay, that's all right.
Has that got the notes on what they're actually doing in the crack is there?
Yeah.
There's no chance of getting a copy of that because I'm sort of listening to what...
Yeah,
I don't want the
labs.
It's just on this because I haven't been able to sort of
I'll ask him.
Do it hands on.
Maybe you can put on a disc with
me. Yeah, I've got a couple of discs with me anyway. So. I don't want the like the questions and answers. I just want to know what reps
are doing. The video intercept dialogue with the temporary copy of jobs. Mm. Still running.
I'll let you take it down. Okay, that's an unusual way of doing it, actually.
Well, the maps are all up on that website that I gave
you. Oh, okay. You know how I gave you that website?
Yeah.
The student lab manual. It's a student lab manual, which
right.
You can pull down.
Right.
And there is a... I gave you a document that has some URLs in it. I stuck it on your thumb drive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, can you go through them and just show them the various things that you can access?
It's all in a text file, and I'll go through them on your thumb drive.
Okay.
I'll show you one after.
Yeah.
There's a text file on the root of your thumb drive.
George, maybe DCM, can you accept 15 meg?
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, you're right, you know.
Yep.
We'll sort that out.
Yeah.
Now,
some drive and online.
Oh, I did too.
Do you want to see any of that up close, Cameron, before we move on from this lab?
No, it's impossible for me to see anything on the screen, mate.
You can't see the big stuff on
chair. Have a sit in the chair and see. Oh, I'll look at that keyboard.
Make it, get it to the bigger bit for you.
Oh, right, I'll just set up bigger size for you.
Yeah,
you want it 50, didn't you?
Because it'd be handy if you can access it that way and put it on there.
Well, actually, we could actually print the results out, but what we can do is Gemma's working on how to fix magic once and for all.
Okay.
So that we will have the large print.
There you go. I don't know what that's 50 is close enough.
Yeah, that's fine, mate.
Why, what's wrong with magic?
Hey, don't work with jaws. It spits its dummy. Yeah, I can see it now.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, jaws just has a conflict with magic.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah, I can see it, but I can't read it.
You can't read it, so what, you need more light in the background?
These monitors suck, basically.
Oh, yeah, because mine's 21 inch and it's beautiful.
Yeah, we actually need like an LCD screen or a monitor. Like if you're reading it on my laptop, I don't think you'd have any trouble. If it was that big, you wouldn't have any trouble.
Yeah.
The lighting in here is bad.
I know it is.
So you're talking about background lighting, you need better lighting background?
Yeah, and the fluoros are just crummy.
Yeah,
like I've the lighting at my place is quite good.
Have you tried any of the lit magnifiers?
Magnifiers don't help me.
Okay, fair enough.
Don't help my eyesight condition, and I've tried them all.
Gone through the whole lot. No, that's right. I was just checking in case non-lit magnifiers make a difference here.
Yeah. Even the association put some filters over the computer. Craig put a filter over the computer one day, and I said, that's ridiculous, it's not helping.
Yeah.
You know, you can get different frequencies of Blu-ray tubes, don't you?
Yeah, but in here.
No, I mean from his home.
It's just in here,
the light cracked, that's all.
Okay, so now we've got to go back and set it all back, don't we?
Yes. Restore the PC to the original IP settings. Disconnect the equipment. And store the cables.
Okay, so I'm going to go and stop the recording because we're going to set it all back.
Okay, you put it back.
And yeah, put it back to obtain an IP address automatically. And we're
going to come and go through with it, like in the lab situation.
Do you want to delete all this crap
it
you
is,
just created
I'll
or
just,
not?
But I'm finding the lighting in here does suck.
Can you get a lamp or something as